Dan with Jake here in the Hang Zone. A couple segments left for you today. Seshing it up a little bit. Got a big week planned for you. Possibly going to review The Rock with Corby on Thursday. I'm very excited about that. Blake, will you watch The Rock? I know you sit these out sometimes.
Yeah, I will.
You want to come over? Hang out? Bros being bros? Watching movies?
I'm afraid
bros watching movies?
He's got plans, he says.
I'm afraid of your backyard right now.
The possum thing?
Yeah.
Oh, man. We haven't really talked about that, have we?
No.
What's wrong with the backyard?
I got a possum problem.
I thought I saw your dog killed one.
One would be fine.
Oh, there's more.
Possums are our friends.
Her kill count is now 5.
Jeez.
Yeah. And I had this written down for a 12-10 and we never did it, but the one last week, dude, it was sad. I mean, I don't know what a possum really contributes to life, but you don't ever want to see. I'm not a hunter, you know.
So they have a nest of them at your house somewhere? You don't know where they are?
It was on the fence, and we opened the door, and she made a beeline and attacked it, ripped it off the fence, and a couple minutes later, I was able to get her off of it.
I'd feel safe with this dog around.
Yeah. But then, like 10 minutes later, the playing possum thing actually is a real thing. It got up and tried to walk off, and it was not doing well.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So it pretended it was dead. It
played possum.
You almost got to hope it's a cramp.
Oh, wow.
But it was not in any position to climb or escape my backyard. Yeah. And Blake was some of this the other night.
You saw the dog kill a possum?
No, I was just sitting on his deck and then found out that they might be right under us.
Oh, yeah, I don't want to be part of that. Why don't you get some kind of a humane trap, isn't there?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. Do you treat them like you would a rat with a trap?
Because I had...
But they're huge.
Right, that's the thing. Well, yeah. I didn't say... I would do it.
Yeah.
But you can get a mouse trap, a humane mouse trap, which I've gotten, and then you have to go drive it out somewhere put it in a field.
We need to call Tony.
There you go.
There you go.
Tony. Write that down for tomorrow. I got other reasons to call Tony. Dancing with the Stars is back. But that's not part of this sesh.
No. Sports sesh.
The next part.
Sports-ish. There you go.
When LaMarcus Aldridge signed with the Nets, I just saw a sports note, and I want you to answer a question that I don't know the answer to. LaMarcus Aldridge has 19,887 career points, the fourth most among active players without a title. His new teammate, James Harden, second on the list. And that's the only note I saw. So I got thinking, that's interesting. Who would be first? Who's first? Most points?
I mean, Dame would be my first guess.
Without a title.
Right.
PG?
You know who my guess is now? Now that we're talking this out. Russell Westbrook.
That's a good one.
Yeah, that's
because
a good
guess. He was an entrenched starter before James Harden was.
By year. Well, no, you're right. Those couple years that
Harden... He doesn't average 30 a game either.
Yeah. That's probably the two.
You think it's Russell Westbrook?
I think it's Dame and Russ, if I had to guess. Who else would... I mean... Jimmy Butler doesn't really score that much to be, I mean, he's a, you know, Hall of Famer, but he's not a scorer necessarily like those other two are.
My guess is Paul George.
Paul George is probably on there.
Oh, Melo?
Ooh, that's a good one. Yeah. That's a good one.
Does anybody know for sure? Is anyone looking this up, or are we just now?
It does. I mean, Blake, it looks like on the Zoom here, Blake is just sitting there.
He's just, well, Dan teed it up like he had it. Okay, sorry.
No, I teed it up and said I didn't have it. I said it's a question I have that I don't have the answer to. Look who's not listening. That's right, Blake.
So...
I'll give you another sports sesh story and we'll come back to Blake.
Okay.
You cool with that, Blake?
Yes.
Mark. Dick Stockton retired. Dick Stockton, legendary broadcaster, 55 years in the game.
He's kind of the last guy who uses the, or used the transatlantic accent.
What does that mean?
You know, how he kind of talks like this. Like how he's...
a broadcaster.
Exactly. Like, you don't hear that too much anymore. Like, even Nance doesn't do that. And Nance is probably only 15 years younger than Dick Stockton is. But, like, Nance doesn't talk like a newsboy. Dick Stockton still had the...
He's called 9 NBA Finals, 3 of them Celtics-Lakers, so to tell you when he was on the NBA Finals beat.
Yeah.
He called Michael Jordan's 63-point game against the Celtics. He's called many Olympic events, 45 years of NFL games on TV. His most famous moment is probably from Game 6 of the 1975 World Series, which is known as the Carlton Fisk waived a home run fair game in extra innings. So in that game, he was not a national broadcaster. But what the TV network would do at that time was to get some local flavor into the game, they would pair up a local broadcaster with their national color guy.
Hmm.
So I believe it was Joe Garagiola, I don't know, was the color guy, and Dick Stockton was the local, the Red Sox TV guy. So while they were in Boston, they got Dick Stockton to do the games. And I can't remember who they were playing. It's probably the Yankees. But so while they were in the other facility, they used a local guy from there. And that's how he, in fact, got noticed by the network to say, hey, maybe you could do some NFL games for us. And that got him on your NFL games. Tell me if this is a good call, because they say this is his most famous call, the Carlton Fisk home run.
There it goes, a long drive. If it stays fair, home run.
And so the big deal is he stays silent for 36, 39 seconds. I don't know. Let's fast forward a little bit, okay? So you don't have to hear the whole thing. But he didn't say a word. You just saw Carlton Fisk run around the bases.
We will have a seventh game in this 1975 World Series. Carlton Fisk becomes the first player in the series to hit one over the wall into the net. Red Sox win it 7-6 in 12 innings.
They say that's his most famous call nationally.
Well, in general, I am a fan of the broadcaster who lets it breathe a bit.
And they say that's a good template for young TV broadcasters who, and maybe not this way anymore. You might just be raised as a TV broadcaster, but maybe many like Folliwell come from radio. And you actually have to learn to not talk as much when you're on TV because you don't have to sit and describe everything. Let the picture do the talking. And he's heralded for that. Like I said, that's his most famous call nationally. His most famous call with us locally would be from a few years ago. It was a Rams v. Jaguars game where he was reading the teleprompter, and maybe the game had passed him by at this time because he just read what was on the teleprompter, but he, well, here you go.
Walt Coleman.
Personal foul, grasping the face mask, number 74, offense, 15-yard penalty, still second down.
That was a rookie, Cam Robinson, and that's a critical penalty. Well, coming up on the Visa Halftime Report, Kurt Terry, Howie, Michael, and Tony look on graphic for the final two bullet points.
Well, sometimes,
amazing
young offensive tackle right there. I'd rather yank a guy down by his face mask than...
All right, we don't have to hear that. I do like the...
Well...
we got to end with that.
Well, I've said this before, but I think the thing about that is the most incredible is the way that he stays in perfect inflection.
Right, he's just reading.
He says it like he's inviting you over to the house.
Often...
Just with the perfect inflection. Look, on graphic four, final two bullet points.
Don't you... I like to read and have meaning in what I'm reading. I kind of decipher it as I'm reading it. He doesn't. He just reads. Like, do you read it out loud, but then you're also processing it in your head, and then if it's written wrong, as you know, if in my 40-liner reading experience, I'll stop down. Be like, well, that doesn't make sense. But if it's written wrong, that was written wrong if you're trying to read what's coming up on the halftime report. But he's not processing it and... finding meaning in what he's reading. He's just the voice. He's a computer.
Yeah, but he's a really good computer, right? Like, he's a computer that worked for 55 years.
Yeah.
Please play that again and cut it off at the well.
Okay, let's do it right here.
Walt Coleman.
Personal foul, grasping the face mask, number 74, offense, 15-yard penalty, still second down.
That was a rookie, Cam Robinson, and that's a critical penalty. Well, coming up on the Visa Halftime Report, Kurt Terry, Howie, Michael, and Tony look on graphic for the final two bullet points.
Well.
Do you have our answer, Blake?
Yes.
Can't end on a high, can we?
No, sorry. First, Carmelo. Mino was right.
Thank you.
Second, James Harden. Third, Russell Westbrook. Fourth, LaMarcus Aldridge. Fifth, Chris Paul.
Wow, I wasn't even close.
No, you're not even in the top five.
Not an NBA guy.
I thought you knew you're the hoop hardwood guy. Anyway,
hero.
That's the active career points leaders with no title. It's 2:30 on the ticket.